This evening, you'll be performing at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
Yep.
How far is Thackerville from your previous residence in Tulsa?
How far is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, these geographical questions are going to kill me. I'll say a couple of hours.
No, man, I'm not trying to pull out the map or anything. I was just curious.
I wish I knew. I'm in the same state, I know that.
I noticed that a majority of your songs on your debut album were published by Analog Heart Music, Inc. Was Analog Heart Music, Inc. named after your solo record, Analog Heart?
Yes, it was. For me, that was my first foray into doing music outside of a band atmosphere. You know, it was just me and I love what Analog Heart represents. You know, analog to me means nostalgic. It means historical. I guess from that standpoint, that was the vibe of that, like Analog Heart in a digital world kind of thing.
Right. Now, is that your publishing company too?
I've got a publishing deal through Cherry Lane.
Okay.
But that is my publishing company, yeah.
I heard a 30-second snippet of Straight Ahead from Analog Heart.
Yeah, Straight Ahead.
What are some of your favorite songs from Analog Heart?
I love Straight Ahead. Silver, I think, was a great song. The Truth. Trying to think of what else. It's been a while. I liked Porcelain.
Mm-hmm.
Just more for kind of the imagery in the song. Yeah,
I,
for a million different reasons, I love all the songs on
the record. Okay. Well, I'm better at Wii Bowling than I am at real bowling. I believe my highest score in real bowling is 165. I watched a video of you bowling on YouTube. What is your highest score ever at bowling?
My highest score ever on actual bowling is probably a 173. My highest score on Wii Bowling is probably like 220.
Wow.
But I found a loophole. I found a cheat.
Did you? What's that?
I won't divulge it.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, if you and I ever compete in Wii Bowling, I gotta have some sort of an edge.
Well, you're right. Actually, you're going to be here on July 12th, so maybe I need to bring the Wii backstage, and we can get a little tournament going. All right.
It's on.
All right, man. One of my favorite songs from your debut album is Lie. Will that song ever be released as a music video?
I hope so. I know right now we've got Come Back to Me out, and it's still kind of making an upward spiral. So I think when it comes time to pick another single, I know Lyle will probably be in the mix. I think it's a fantastic song, and I feel like there's a lot of people out there that can relate to the message behind it. So you never know.
I remarked in my album review of David Cook that I thought Declaration and Heroes had soundtrack potential. Will we see either of these songs released on a soundtrack album anytime soon?
I know we've pitched it to certain things, and I'm certainly not opposed to getting music out there in any avenue that we possibly can, but as of right now, I don't think there's anything solid, but if there's anything about this business I've learned in the year that I've been in, it's to never say never.
Your debut album was released on November 18th, 2008, and was certified platinum by the RIAA in just a little bit over 2 months. Are you surprised it was certified platinum so quickly?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, given the economic climate as well as the musical climate, I mean, it's so hard, to sell a million records anymore. And to be able to do it that quickly, it's a testament to a lot of things. I think it's a testament to the fact that we were able to put together a great record. I also think it's a testament to kind of the brevity and the reach of a show like American Idol. You know, it gave me an amazing platform to be able to do something like that. There's a lot of things at play in that being the end result.
Do you plan on releasing any additional live tracks, kind of like permanent, that you did?
We've talked about like a deluxe version of the record. We've talked about, put out a live record. We've talked about a lot of different angles, and I know right now the record hasn't even been out, for 8-9 months. So
right.
We want to kind of give it a little bit more room to breathe and then attack, what to do next. I know we're on the road till the end of the year, so jury's out on what to do right now.
Right, yeah, because I'm all about getting those live tracks off of iTunes.
Dude, I'm with you. I love live records, so I certainly wouldn't be opposed to doing one.
Of course, acoustic, too.
We've done the random one-off, acoustic gigs, and I love them, man. To me, that's a sign of a good song, when it works acoustic and it works, like, kind of balls to the wall for the whole band. Again, wouldn't be opposed to it. Even putting out, like, doing an acoustic live record, I think would be really cool. It just kind of depends on time and angle and logistics.
When you're on tour, do you, like, bring out the acoustic guitar and just practice?
We actually have a mobile kind of makeshift recording studio set up with us on the road. And so a lot of what we do is we'll record a riff acoustic just to kind of sit on it and hope that, you know, once the tour and the record cycle's done, we'll get to work on another record.
Right.
I mean, acoustic guitar is a pretty big part of what we do on a day-to-day. Whether we're practicing for the show that night or coming up with new ideas, you can't really get by on the road without an acoustic guitar.
All right. Well, you posted a blog on March 22nd regarding fans finding your hotel room and even calling your room number. Not only that, but they have attached things to your tour bus. My question for you is whether the Beatles madness has slowed down and whether you are still continuing to be accessible to the fans.
Absolutely still accessible to the fans. One of my favorite things is to, you know, after a show, talk to people, go out and sign stuff and have conversations with these people because I think it's good for business, but it's just...
Right.
I don't know, I've always enjoyed talking to people. You know, and as far as Beatlemania, I love that phrasing, because I don't know that we've ever really had to deal with Beatlemania. But if it happens, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Right. Well, you will finally be performing with your band in Chicago on July 12th. How excited are you to perform in Chicago at the House of Blues?
I love Chicago. You know, one of the best shows I ever saw was in Chicago. It was at the Vic Theater. I got to see Our Lady Peace, and an amazing show. And so to be able to come to the city that I'm absolutely in love with and play a place like the House of Blues, I'm really, really excited. I think it'll be a great time.
Yeah, you know, actually, Our Lady Peace is going to be here sometime in August.
Yeah, supporting a new record. I'm actually going to try to catch one of their CD release shows here coming up. So.
Now you'll have a layoff between July 12th and July 15th for Duluth. Will you be spending time in Chicago, you know, walking around the city?
If I have anything to say about it, I will, for sure.
Well, you know, we...
An awkward-looking dude in a fedora walking around is probably me.
Really? Yeah, well, you know, we got to get our wee bowling game in, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Got to make the time.
Yeah, do you have any superstitions before you perform on stage?
You know, oddly enough, I'm a pretty superstitious guy, but when it comes to shows, not really. I know we as a band kind of put our hands in the circle and do that whole hoorah thing. I'm a big believer in power of positive thinking, so I just try to visualize what I want to do before the show starts, and hopefully it comes out that way.
All right. Will you perform any songs acoustically at the House of Blues, similar to your acoustic performance of John Lennon's Merry Christmas, War is Over on December 3rd at Rockefeller Center?
We're always talking about ways to keep shows fresh, and that is certainly not a bad idea. So, maybe?
The music universe lost a very talented musician in Michael Jackson on June 25th. Did you grow up listening to Michael Jackson as a child?
Absolutely. I remember, like... Scream, and I remember seeing the Thriller video for the first time and being just scared out of my mind. What I loved about Michael was that he wasn't just a musician. You know, he wasn't just a performer. He was kind of this guy that transcended pop music and pop culture and made it bigger than what it would have been otherwise. It's guys like him that paved the way for things like American Idol and people like myself. I think Quincy Jones said it best. Michael Jackson doesn't come along once in a lifetime. Michael Jackson comes along once. And I think that's a pretty apt way to sum it up.
Well, my youngest brother emulated and dressed up as Michael Jackson's character in the music video Thriller when he was 5 years old. Who did you...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's funny that you were bringing up Thriller. Did you try to emulate anyone growing up?
Actually, I probably tried to emulate everybody at one point. I kind of grew up as a vocal mimic, so Zeppelin, country like Garth Brooks, Journey, stuff like that. And I always tried to sing like certain people until I got into like my early 20s, and I was like, maybe I should find my own thing.
Well, you know, it's like you did otherwise. You'd have been just doing cover songs at, you know, local bars.
Absolutely. Bum before all this Idol stuff, because the cover bands always made more money, which is kind of a bum out.
Well, yeah, well. Yeah, I don't think you're doing too bad right now, right?
Yeah, not now, but there was a time.
Right. Well, what was your reaction when you were informed that you would be on the cover of the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2009 alongside President Barack Obama and Senator John McCain?
The funniest thing about that is I didn't know. I got a call from my mom, and she was like, "Have you seen the World Almanac?" And I'm like, "Why would I see the World Almanac? Why?" And she goes, "You're on the cover." And so I didn't catch it till later that day. I walked into like a Walmart or something and saw the book. It kind of freaked me out, you know? And then invariably the jokes come in. Like, it must have been a really slow year that they had Obama, McCain, and me, and then a picture of some flags. It was like, there had to have been more stuff that happened in the year than that.
Right.
So, but hey, I'll take what I can get.
Well, you know, I think I actually watched the interview, and they just said that you made a huge impact, I think, in the music world that that year.
Wow. Well, thanks, World Almanac.
Yes. Well, we all either know someone or have a family member who has passed away due to cancer. So my sympathy goes out to you and your family regarding Adam.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. If you could do a tribute cover song of Adam's favorite musician, what song would it be?
Well, this is where it gets tough because we actually kind of joked around about this at the funeral because they had some of his favorite music playing on the PA during the visitation and stuff, and you would hear like snippets of me, and then you would hear like The Cure and Depeche Mode and stuff like that. And I just remember joking with somebody like, you know, I've learned two things about my brother today: that he was extremely well respected and loved by his peers and his family, and that he had terrible taste in music. Based on the fact that he got played every 5 minutes of the visitation, I'd probably say Boys Don't Cry by The Cure, but I can't remember what they are.
Some of my favorite duets are Sean Morgan and Amy Lee on Broken, Until We Ain't Strangers Anymore with John Bon Jovi and Leanne Rimes. If you could record a duet with any musician and release it on your next album, who would it be and why?
There's a lot of people. If it's a guy, I would love to do a cover with Bruce Springsteen. I think that'd be amazing. I actually missed a chance to go see him in New Jersey a couple months ago and kicking myself for that. So hopefully when he plays the Meadowlands in the fall, I'll catch that. I'll say Fergie if it's a girl. Why not? Interesting.
Final question. It may be a little premature, but any idea when your next album will be released?
The second record will be released before the third record. That's about all I know right now.
In other words, you got no working song titles or anything yet?
No, nothing yet, man. We have probably 60 or 70 like riffs and noodle ideas to work with, but nothing firm yet. I kind of want this next record to be as organic as possible, and so I think, you know, what we're going to try to do is, as a band, just kind of hold up for a little while and knock some songs out and then go from there.
When is the last tour date for this year? Do you know?
I want to say right now it's October 18th, I think, is the last tour date we have right now.
All right, David. Well, thanks for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and I will see you July 12th.
All right, I'll start practicing my wee bowling.
All right, man. Bye.